So I ran into a bunch of problems with my water plant. My idea is to make 600 liters of water. That means I will need 300 liters of liquid oxygen. I can create the oxygen easily enough. It takes 20 hours for the MAB fuel to plumb and fill its 10-liter tank with the carbon dioxide. The oxygenator can turn it into the oxygen. Then the atmospheric regulator will see the oxygen content in the HAP is high and pull it out of the air, storing it in the main oxygen tanks. They were filled up, so I have to transfer oxygen over to the rover's tank and even space to tanks as necessary. But I can create it very quickly. A 1 in 2 liters of carbon dioxide per hour. It will take 25 days to make the oxygen I need. That's too longer than I like. Also, there's the problem of storing the hydrogen. The air tank of the HAP, the rover, and all the space suit add up to exactly 374 liters of storage. To hold all the materials for water, I would need a whopping 900 liters of storage. I consider using one of the rover as a tank. It will certainly be big enough, but it just isn't designed to hold in that much pressure. It's made to hold, you guess it, one atmosphere. I need vessels that can hold 550 times that much. I'm sure a rover will burst. The best way to store the ingredients of water is to make them be water. So what's what I will have to do? The concept is simple, but execution will be incredibly dangerous. Every 20 years, I'll have 10 liters of carbon dioxide thanks to the MAV fuel plant. I'll vent it into the hub via the highly scientific methods of detaching the tank from the MAV landing struts, bringing it into the hub, then opening the valve until it's empty. The oxygenator will turn it into the oxygen in its own time. Then I'll release hydrogen very slowly over an iridium catalyst to turn it into the N2 and H2. I will direct the hydrogen to a small area or burn it. As you can see, this plan provides many opportunities for me to die in a fiery explosion. Firstly, hydrogen is a very serious death. If I make any mistakes, there will be nothing left but a Mark Watney memorial crater where the HAP once stood. Presuming I don't up to the hydrogen, there's still a matter of burning hydrogen I'm going to be setting on fire in a HAP on purpose. If you ask every engineer at NASA what's the worst scenarios for the HAP was, they all answer, fire. If you ask them what the result would be, they'll be answer, death by fire. But if I can pull it off, I will be make water continuously with no need to store hydrogen or oxygen. It will be mixed in to the atmosphere as humidity, but a water reclaimer will pull it out. I don't even have the perfectly matched hydrogen end of it with the fuel plant carbon dioxide part. There's plenty of oxygen in the HAP and plenty more in reserve. I just need to make sure not to make so much water I ran myself out of oxygen. I hook up at the MAV fuel plant to the HAP's power supply. Fortunately, they both use the same voltage. It's a chucking away, collecting carbon dioxide for me. Half ration for dinner. All I accomplished today was thinking up a plan that's killing me. And that doesn't take much energy. I'm going to finish off the last of Three's company tonight. Frankly, I like Mr. Foley more than the Ropers.